fixing brain cells with leg cells. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Recently, a surgical team at Yale performed a groundbreaking operation. If it works, it could eventually restore lost movement to patients with multiple sclerosis, or MS. MS destroys the cells in the brain and spinal cord that make myelin. That's an insulator that nerves need to work properly. Neurologist Timothy Vollmer and his colleagues isolated a different kind of myelin-producing cell called Schwann cells from their patient's ankle and implanted them into her brain.
So the purpose of this experiment is to see whether this Schwann cell from the peripheral nerve could be transplanted into the brain, whether it would make myelin there. This has been shown to be workable in animals, so we're hopeful that will happen in patients.
It's believed that MS won't attack the Schwann cells. If that's the case, and if the procedure proves to be safe, they'll move on to phase two.
Our goal in the second phase will be to see whether we can improve the ability of a patient to walk or transfer or use their legs and arms in effective ways.
For now, though, Dr. Vollmer's team is keeping an eye on their first patient to see if the transplanted cells take root. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.